Hello, it's Philippa from Oakwood Yoga. So this is a recording of stage one for the practice of Anta Melna. Anta means inner, Melna means silence. So it's a meditation practice. There are five stages to it. We're only covering stage one here because there's no point trying to get to stage five until we've mastered all the previous stages. Now, stage one essentially works with the senses, both the internal senses and the external senses. And I will be talking about our sixth sense as well, so not just the normal five. And one of the beauties of doing stage one is you can do it anywhere at all. You don't need to be sat still, although that's often my preference. But you can do it whilst you're cooking, whilst you're gardening, whilst you're cleaning, whilst you're driving. You can do it absolutely anywhere at all. So it's hopefully accessible to all of us. And it's one that you can keep practicing with. And when you feel that you have got it, if you like, you can then move on to stage two. And I will do a recording of stage two. So if you'd like to bring yourself into a comfortable position, whatever that might be, I'm going to talk through as if you are sitting, but make sure you're in a comfortable position and just take a moment to close the eyes. Feel that you're balanced here, that you're comfortable, that you're at ease. Become aware of time as it is at this moment, the time of day perhaps, your experience of time in this moment. And begin to feel sensations of the body. Feel for any tension or tightness. Notice what that feels like. And as you try and let it go, notice that change. Adjust your position if you need to. Begin to notice sensations in the face. Around the eyes and the jaw, soften the jaw. Feel around the shoulders, release them from the ears, the arms and the hands. Aware of the chest and the abdomen, the legs and the feet. The whole body settling into the chosen position. Notice how the body moves as you breathe. And allow the body just to be as it is, to move with the breath. Getting to know this movement and how it feels. Notice perhaps that your awareness can be separate from the body. And sometimes it takes a while for the mind to come into the body, away from its thoughts. And as we build on this practice, this ability to bring the body and mind together is the quality of witness. Of witnessing what's going on. And you become the detached witness. You're observing, but without any judging. So allow your awareness to move through the body again from head to toe. And do this as the witness, just finding out what the body is doing and taking your time. Feel from the crown down. down to the fingers and the toes and taking your time to feel, to witness how this physical body is doing. Now begin to notice the sounds all around you. Let the sounds come to your ears. And just as you waited for the body sensations to come, just listen. There's no need to think of what makes the sound. Just listen to the sound itself. Allow the awareness to move from one sound to another. There might be a sound that suddenly comes in and then disappears. If there's a constant sound, listen for the fluctuations within that sound. And begin to listen from all directions. Are the sounds coming from the sides or behind or in front or above? And you might be in a place where there's very little sound. So listen to the sound of silence. Listen to the sounds nearer to the body and then further and further away. You might even be able to hear a sound on the other side of the world, who knows? And then bring your awareness back with a soft focus back to the body. And then take the awareness away again. And then begin to listen for the really quiet sounds. Listen for the beginnings and the endings of each sound. Feel that you are the witness. You're just receiving the sounds. Let go of the ears and now take the awareness to the taste in your mouth. Feel if it's stronger at the front or the back or the sides of the mouth. Begin to deepen your awareness. Can you taste your previous meal or the last drink? Can you taste what's still in your stomach? So just noticing. Sensing every taste in the mouth. Let go of the mouth and bring your awareness to the smell in your nose. Just be the witness of it. Smell a little further away, out to the rest of the room, out further around you. You might be outside. So picking up all the smells. And then come back to the nostrils. Allow the nostrils just to flex a little. and continue to just notice any smells still arriving within the nostrils. Bring your awareness now inside your closed eyelids. Notice the depth of vision. How far can you see, even though the eyelids are closed? How far is that big field of vision? Let the vision be as it is, just witnessing it. There might be shapes, colours, there might even be a vision. There might be some movement. And then bring your awareness back with a soft focus, allowing the mind to look around freely behind the eyelids, noticing whatever comes, just being aware. And then become aware of the skin. Feel the skin, the covered skin, the skin that's free to the air, touched perhaps by a gentle breeze or the warmth or the coolness of the air. And witnessing how the skin feels. Aware of the different pressure points. And then let that go, being aware of the whole body, aware of where you are, your comfort and ease in this position. I'm going to take you now on a guided journey. And this journey will guide you through each of the senses. So allow the awareness to move to the space in front of the closed eyes. And imagine or visualize that you're in a cave or a big building with a large hallway or a huge tent or a room amongst the clouds. So whatever feels right for you. Imagine that you're in a space that's nice and spacious and open. You may have found your way here along a footpath or down a flight of stairs or on a walk under the stars. But allow this place to take shape freely. And within this cavern that you find yourself in, or this massive hallway or tent or big room amongst the clouds, there are six doorways, and through each doorway the space is occupied by one of the senses, including the sixth sense. So as you look around you, notice which of the doorways beckons you. The doorway may be covered, it may not. It may have a wooden door or a beautiful silk cloth covering it, or it might be bare. But choosing your doorway, pass through easily into the space that welcomes you. There may be a little bit of resistance as you first step in. But notice that you have at your fingertips all the magical and mundane cleaning equipment that you will need for this space. And in this space, begin to clean every nook and cranny within the space. Clean the windows if there are any, clean the air, the floors, the ceiling, the books, the furniture, the jewels or ornaments. And as you clean, consider which sense you're in. If there's rubbish piled up in one of the corners and one of the spaces, you may have come upon the place that you hide your stuff. Carefully move it or dispose of it lovingly and ecologically. Doing whatever works and leave behind a symbol of ongoing good health. And when you're satisfied with your work, go back out into the large open area where another door will beckon you. And notice how easily you pass through this next door. And finding again the right equipment that you need to clean the space behind this door. So continue doing this, going through all the doors of perception that are opened, cleaning the space behind, knowing that this will continue once you've given the brain the idea that this cleansing is possible. If one of the rooms is particularly hard to find or to enter, notice why that is. Is it noisy? Or is it really dirty or foul smelling? Or the walls and floors are rough, there's no carpet or tiles. So you may have come across your least occupied sense. But when this one is cleaned, leave something special in there to draw your attention to this sense. And when you've finished, return along the path or the stairway, coming back to the space that you're in now, and knowing that you can return here to a sanctuary, to your personal sanctuary whenever you need to. So as you return to your body in the space that you started, begin to be aware of the sounds around you, of where you are, the near and distant sounds. Feel their vibrations within the ears. Become aware of the skin. Aware of the breath in the nostrils. Aware of any smells and any tastes. And then bring the hands together in front of the heart and rub them together. And when you feel the warmth in the hands, place the palms over the closed eyes and feel that warmth coming in Perhaps doing that a couple of times. And when you complete the final one, allowing the eyes to blink, to open, this is the end of the practice, Hari Om Tat Sat. So I hope you find this useful. This is just a guide for you, so make it your own, and if you need any assistance with anything, then do please get in touch. My email is info@oakwoodyoga.co.uk. But try and practice every day. You don't need to do all of it all at once. You know, spend some time working with the senses and using the rooms like we just have, using those, the idea of the rooms, you know, perhaps once a day, just to give the mind a bit of a clean out. And I'll record another recording in a few weeks' time, taking us slightly deeper with stage one, with another visualization to help with the mind a little bit. Anyway, hope that's helpful. Take care. Thanks very much.